much overall, just a really solid day today. Able to put up a 4-run second inning and just never look back from there.
Yeah, I thought our offense did just enough. They was taking the walks when they was giving us the walks. Keegan came up with some big hits. Schnari had a couple hits in there. Cade does Cade Millville stuff and just hits when we need to and puts the ball in play. The big thing we talked about all preseason so far is we got to put the ball in play. We look back at our stats from the fall and you can't strike out 98 times and only score, 60 runs. I mean, it's got to be the other way around. And I thought the boys did a good job today of making contact.
Yeah, and really that's one thing that makes baseball such a unique sport is that really all you have to do is just find some way to put the ball in play. You don't necessarily have to rip a double to the gap, but if you can just hit one off the end of the bat and, maybe move a runner or force the defense to do some work, you can find your way on base.
Oh, yeah, and force your way onto the base, but also getting the defense to move and having to make a play when you have a – I thought we did a real good job of taking our walks and hit by pitches. And we're taking our free bases and we're on. And then the next guy was doing a good job of putting pressure on the defense. That last inning was a prime example of that. I don't think until Keegan hit the ball out of the infield, we didn't hit the ball out of the infield. We just put pressure on their defense to make a play, and they didn't. So, and that's the way high school baseball is.
I thought the Bob Mueller really did a good job. There were a couple times when Parker Bell would get on base or Will Reuter would get on base, and it just put the or turn the table for Kay to do what Kay does, like you said, and Keegan to have some of those big hits. I mean, I think all five of his RBIs were either driving in the 7-8-9 guys.
Yeah, and that's what we lacked in the fall, and that's what we've been stressing and batting practice after batting practice this spring is getting them guys on base, having a plan. I mean, most high schoolers don't have a very good plan when they go up to the plate and we've stressed the plan and try to get that plan. And I thought the bottom did a real good job of doing it, especially after their first at bat. Them two freshmen struggled a little bit them first at bats, but after that, I thought they came through and did what they were supposed to do, which is put the ball in play.
And of course, too, that's something. Sometimes it's gonna take it a while. Especially whenever you're this early in the season and you're still kind of working back from the fall. Is it's gonna take you maybe 2-3 at bats to get the timing back down and get the rhythm of the pitcher?
Yeah, and playing in front of your mom and dad and the fans and everything. We can try to mimic all that we can in practice, but you can't get the juices flowing like this. And it being now, it feels like 30 degrees out here, but I know it's warmer than that. But just being out here in that atmosphere does, and you second guess yourself a little bit. Freshman trying to make a play, and we've seen it today, and we know we're gonna have to live with that part, and hopefully towards the end of the season they're solid varsity ball players.
I thought you got good pitching ideas too, both from Dyson Wagner and Carson Millville. Dyson, you knew what you were going to get from him after a really, really good fall season, but Carson just came in and really gave you several good innings there a couple times when he would allow base runners on, but he just bared down and trusted his defense when he needed to, and has a really good infield behind him to help take pressure off him.
His ball moves. Carson's ball moves really well, and he got a lot of weak contact that we was able to play defense on. I thought Dyson struggled a little bit hitting his marks, but it's first time of the year. Can't complain. He got pitches in, and now he's on track, to get the next job. Both of them. I think we can get pitching like that all spring. We're going to be all right.
And, of course, to get a couple more games in this week, tomorrow and Saturday. So really a good chance to kind of just get everyone back in the swing of things. And like you said, just get pitchers some more opportunities on the mound and just get the younger guys some more at-bats.
No doubt. And I think the next 2 days we got JV games along with varsity games. So we're going to – 26 guys are going to get to play a lot of baseball these next 2 days, and I'm really looking forward to it.